Wednesday means it's time for our Neighbors in Action segment on Current State, when we feature people and organizations working to make our community a better place. Today, here the day before many of us will enjoy a Thanksgiving feast, it's only appropriate that we feature the Greater Lansing Food Bank. The food bank delivers hundreds of tons of food each year to those in need who are living in a 7-county area here in mid-Michigan. And here to tell us more about the Greater Lansing Food Bank is Joe Wald, the Executive Director. Welcome to the show, Joe.
Well, thank you. Good morning.
Tell us give us the basics on the food bank as with regard to how it actually operates.
Well, the food bank is an interesting organization. As many people know, for many years we had two food banks in the community.
Yes.
Which was very confusing. And the Greater Lansing Food Bank was really a fundraiser. We also picked up food and redistributed it, so we raised money and gave it away. The Mid-Michigan Food Bank, which was operated by the Red Cross, ran the warehouse. And after about 8 years of discussions, the community got together, the Greater Lansing Food Bank Board, the Red Cross Board, and decided to merge the two organizations. And so in 2012, officially, we became one under the banner of the Greater Lansing Food Bank. And so we run a warehouse right now. We raise money. We give it away. We send food to 7 counties and try to make sure that nobody goes hungry.
You've been at the top for how long?
It's about 2 years now.
Okay. And you have other programs as well. You work particularly with communities to help set up gardens, for example. Tell us about that.
We do. For over 20 years, we've had the Garden Project, which is a program where we go in neighborhoods and communities and help them to set up gardens to try to create some sustainability. We help people to grow healthy food for themselves, and the excess comes back to us. That's the rent we charge, which we then redistribute to the communities. And we've got a really unique program this year that is funded by a federal grant where we are training individuals to come in and learn how to farm so that they can take over for the farmers who are getting old and try to replenish the supply of fresh produce into the marketplace.
Really interesting. Yeah, it sounds as if the role of the food bank has really changed over the years.
It continues to change.
People think in terms of donations, you know, monetary or actual food donations, but there's really a lot more going on.
It's an intricate organization. We've got hundreds of wonderful partners. We're only able to do what we can do because of the support of the community.
You also work with restaurants and grocery stores. Tell us about that work.
We have a food movers program that actually the media gave us the idea back about almost 20 years ago.
Be careful of that.
I know. And basically what happened is coming from a banquet, they saw all of this food that wasn't used that was going to be thrown away and said, isn't it a shame? And so, our board said, it is a shame. Let's see what we can do. So we came up with a program where we have refrigerated trucks. We follow all the government food handling guidelines. We pick up food from Kellogg Center, from dormitories, from cafeterias, from banquet halls, and we take it over to shelters and kitchens immediately and serve it to people so that it doesn't have to be thrown away. So we have a food rescue program, and again, it's one more aspect that people don't think about in food banking.
And probably not on anybody's radar 20 years ago,
or maybe even more recently than that.
Yeah,
and nationally, it's something that's gaining momentum right now. We want to use all of the resources that are available.
How many people would you say you serve?
We serve tens of thousands of people. I've seen figures that in the last year that we touched more than 60,000 lives, and I wouldn't be surprised if it was double that.
Characterize the need the last couple of years, just since you've been on board, the last few. Has it gone up, down, what?
Well, you know, I step back and I look at what I hear, which is the economy's getting better. The market looks great. You know, prices on Wall Street are up. Everybody's stock seems to be doing better. So that would tell me that things are getting better. But unfortunately, in the 7 counties we serve in the greater Lansing area, which is the bulk of that, my colleagues share similarly around the state, and I just came from a national conference, it's not getting better. Mm-hmm. And in fact, what we're hearing is that need continues to be at near record levels. And so what's happened is a lot of people who had great jobs before the recession either lost their jobs or were downsized. We call them the underemployed right now. And so people who thought that they were all set are now finding that they're not all set. We've got people who just a few years ago were our donors are now going to the pantries to get food because they can't make it. We see college graduates who can't get jobs. We see returning veterans who can't get jobs. And probably the saddest is we see seniors who thought their retirement was all set just a few years ago, who suddenly are finding that they don't have enough to get by.
Demographically, what I'm hearing you say is that there are younger people in the prime. There are more younger people in the prime of their lives who rely on your service.
Absolutely, and I'll tell you, it is our friends and our neighbors. It is people from all stratas of society, people who never expected to have to ask for help. The need is great, and the need continues to grow, unfortunately. So I'm pleased that we're there to help people, because that's what it's about.
We're talking with Joe Wald, Executive Director of the Greater Lansing Food Bank. Have you seen any impact from the recent cuts to SNAP benefits or food stamps?
You know, that's just happened. It's in the last month. And even though we knew 3 years ago this was going to happen, I think everybody expected things would be better by now. And we've seen that they're not. And so, again, I think that's just one more step that's exacerbating the problem. And so the need remains great, and the demands on our organization remain great. But from our vantage point, this is not a question of whether we will or won't meet that need. We have to meet that need.
Congress is debating an even larger cut to food stamps, too, with up to $20 billion in cuts proposed by House Republicans. From your perspective, how would that impact you?
It could be near disastrous. In fact, I've seen data that suggests the proposed cuts, if they went into effect, would outstrip the entire capacity of the Feeding America national network in the United States. We could not meet the needs if those cuts took place as proposed. So it's really frightening.
What are the biggest challenges you face organizationally, Joe?
I think our biggest challenge is just maintaining the focus. There's so many things coming our way that we need to look at. And so we need to stay focused on feeding people. And again, we're only able to do that based on the resources that the community gives us. It's not like we sell a product. We raise money and we turn around and give it away. And thank goodness the people of the Greater Lansing community have supported us for years and years. We're in the midst of our major campaign right now. And that's the challenge, is to make sure we have the resources to make sure nobody goes hungry in our community.
Aside from the public, where else does funding come from?
Well, funding certainly comes from, we write grants. A lot of organizations, step forth and help us. Businesses in the community have been wonderful partners. We've got a program coming up in the next couple weeks, 12 Days of Caring over the holidays, where, again, the community will step forth, with the help of one of the TV stations and WKAR.
The 12 Days of Giving.
That's right. And so there's a wide range of support. We have a lot of great partners, business, individuals, foundations, and we need it all.
Tell us more about how the 12 Days of Giving will work.
Well, historically, it was the Day of Caring, where a number of organizations came together over at the WLNS, and they did a great job, but they also stepped back and said, how can we really have a bigger impact? And so they decided that they would focus on one organization, one need, and were honored that they came to the Greater Lansing Food Bank. And so over 12 days, there will be a concerted focus on raising awareness, which is absolutely critical, and giving so that, again, we can make sure that there's food in the community to serve people.
And the 12 days are when?
It is, I think, the first full week in December. I think it's from the 5th to the 12th, but I may be off a day or two.
Okay, coming right up.
All right, and this is also sponsored by auto owners, and so people can drop off donations, whether it's dollars, checks, food, at any auto owner's site.
As well as WKAR here.
And I tell you what, here in the community, in the Comm Arts building, there is a big container of food right downstairs. So thanks to everybody. This is a caring community.
Red Cedar and Wilson Road is our location. It's easiest to reach us via Trowbridge, the Trowbridge Road entrance to the campus. How reliant are you on volunteers, Joe?
It's critical to our operation. So we get tons of food donated every year. We get it from individuals. We get it from organizations. We get it from Meijer and Walmart and Kroger and on and on and on. And all that food has to be checked and sorted and cleaned and packaged so that we can give it back. And so without volunteers, we can't do this, but that's only one side. We also have volunteers, you know, who sort mail for us, who drive trucks for us, who pull orders for us. We could not operate without volunteers.
Joe Wald is the executive director of the Greater Lansing Food Bank. Joe, thanks for joining us today.
Mark,
good luck.
It's always a pleasure.
Happy holidays.
Good holidays to you and your listeners.
We could always use more nominations for our Neighbors in Action segment. We know there are great people and organizations out there doing excellent work. Let us know about them. Send us an email about these great nonprofits to currentstate@wkar.org. Put Neighbors in Action in the subject line and tell us why you think they should be featured for the great work they do.